It means a lot, yeah. Every year we come and play here, and it's always one of the best weeks of the year. It's always on a great golf course, great crowds. It's always just a great week, and it's always one of those events you want to earmark in your career to at least have a chance at it. Now I've lost in the playoff and I've won it, so it's an event that will be dear to my heart now, I guess, forever, and just over the moon.
Well, the fact that you had that chance before, does this make it all the more special to actually clinch it this time?
Even more so, yeah. I mean, I didn't think about it out there at all today. Just like I said, just stuck to my process, and whatever happened, and just grounded it every single shot I could. And I played great too. I mean, thanks to everyone at home, Hugh Marr, my coach, Justin Buckthorpe, my trainer, Lee Cromberholm, my psychologist, being this day, all down to them too. It's not just me, you know, it's a team effort. My wife, my little boy, mum and dad. I mean, people think it's just me out there, but it's not my caddy, Martin. I mean, it's a team effort, really is.
I take it there's all the more pride in the way that you've done it.
Massively.
It looked like it was going to be a tight contest, but you've won by four in the end.
I won by four. I didn't. I just tried my hardest to. The one time I looked at the ball was on the 17th. I knew I had a three-shot lead, so that, I knew that putt was pretty. Two shots, obviously, easy, but three shots is even easier down the last. So, and I was desperate to make a birdie there at the last, and just did it.
I know you touched on this on the third day, but after Abu Dhabi, you've been tinkering.
Yeah.
What does this tell you about going back to how you normally play?
Never tinker again. Just stick to what I'm doing, get better at what I do, and keep getting fitter and stronger, and it'll happen.
And another thing you said, you've been off the Rioja.
I know.
So how do you celebrate?
I can have a few tonight, but I mean, it's been pretty hard having them hand with no wine, but I've done it. This could be obviously an omen that it may work, so we'll see.
You mentioned the ham. You've got a lovely joint of that,
yeah.
Haven't you? Get that home somehow.
It's massive. I don't know how I'm going to get that home, but it looks beautiful. So I'll look at buying one of those stands at the airport, I think, whatever the ham stand. So we'll see.
And you know you'll have a lot of people around you at Wentworth. I saw you walking out in the streets last year, not being playing in the tournament. And
yeah, we bumped
this time
into
you're
Jersey.
In it.
Yeah, exactly. See, last year was... I kept my car last year, but after getting my car back at Q School year before that was a big learning curve, and I've learned from that, and I've grown stronger, and keep going from here, head down and work harder.